Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live and another live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you're invited to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us anytime you want online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features we have for you there. They're totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bagels Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We will take your calls and thoughts about anything. There's apparently been some national level protests going on over the latest police killing of what appears to be a completely innocent young gentleman, 29 years old, in Memphis, Tennessee.
Which Mr. Nichols? Tyree Nichols?
Nichols, yep. We discussed it last night as well.
Is it pronounced Tyree? It's spelled T-Y-R-E.
I'm not sure.
It's pronounced Tyree.
Tyree, maybe?
Tyre.
Tyre.
Yeah,
Tyre.
Like the city?
I haven't heard the news pronouncing it, so yeah. You know, normally they check that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Plus, we got some Central American and South American news that might be of interest to people on the international scene and anywhere. But first, we go to Alu calling us from the Liberty Block at libertyblock.com. Alu Axelman, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You mentioned the Liberty Block. It does have articles. I try to write articles about every single important bill. If there are about 100 important bills that are really good or really bad every session, I try to write at least one article about every single one, and sometimes a video and a podcast as well. I've written 5 or 10 already this year, and I have a spreadsheet that kind of tracks every year I do this the last few years. It tracks every important bill as well, including the next hearing date. So
nice.
Anyone who's in New Hampshire and or wants to help New Hampshire Liberty legislation pass, let's contact me, call, text, email, tweet at me, whatever, and I'll share the spreadsheet with you. But I also do publish articles, and a few others have written articles the last few days as well to help prime people to be able to testify at the hearings. As far as the drug one, I'm sorry I was not there. I was working that day, but I did do the remote testimony.
Oh, cool.
It's a shame that there weren't more people there.
You talk about the one that would completely end the war on drugs, that bill?
Wait, so you're telling me your excuse for not being at the one for drugs wasn't that you were out doing some drugs?
I don't do drugs. I'm actually totally straight edge. And that's why
I know. I'm giving you crap.
As an asset to the movement. I'm straight edge, but I still support legalizing it all.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that one at all. Like, I heard about the DMT ones, so I was really surprised that the same person, Matt Sentinistasso, was not wasn't telling us all about this one.
Well,
so
if you read the Liberty Block article, I mentioned both.
I'm glad you mentioned it. Now I know where to go.
Yeah, it definitely could have been better promoted, but that just goes to show we got a lot more growing to do here in New Hampshire. We need an organization that focuses on ending the war on drugs. We've got anti-drug war cannabis organizations that focus on cannabis. There really isn't much beyond that from my awareness.
Isn't Bonnie working with Decentralized Nature on decriminalization?
It kind of just never really got anywhere, unfortunately. I think that it just fizzled out. Maybe it needs some better leadership. I don't know.
Okay. And the other big issue I wanted to discuss was the latest police murder. I was at work for the weekend and too busy, but I heard a bit about it. I haven't seen the video yet, but I can assume it was a brutal murder. Everyone is condemning it. Even, Bongino, even the conservatives are all condemning it. But again, I just watched Bongino's interview on Fox, and he said, it's not training. We don't train to murder. These cops are bad. But he stopped short of saying we should, hold them accountable or abolish them. He said, don't shut down the Scorpion unit, the SWAT unit. Don't shut it down. It's a horrible idea. It's the dumbest thing ever. We need aggressive cops and SWAT teams. So he gets close again. And he actually said a few times, clearly he read my book, Presumed Guilty, because he mentioned cops are not vigilantes. Now, here's the thing that apparently almost nobody in the world knows. Maybe, two or three people in the world besides me know this. Cops have one job, is to apprehend suspects. And the reason why, and you mentioned in the intro, this was he was allegedly or presumably innocent. That's not even correct. He was 100% innocent. He was not yet adjudicated guilty by a court. Because I saw a bit of the video. There was no jury in the video. There was no court. judge in that little video. He was up the street and the cops.
Yeah, no doubt. But, like, they're not even alleging that he did anything that I've heard, right? Like, they pulled him over for some traffic violation.
Suspected of some traffic violation.
And then when he was dealing with these psychopaths, he managed to break away from them and run away, which, of course, will probably result in, it would have resulted in, likely, some sort of criminal charge. But there was no victim in this person's actions.
Except for him.
Well, the victim was their pride. If you run away from the Lords, then you're hurting their pride, and then they kill you. But, again, the biggest issue that I put in my book, Presumed Guilty, and in the intro, in the first chapter, I explain what the job, the duty of every party is. And the police have one specific job, to apprehend suspects. The judges and the jury, they adjudicate guilt or innocence. The corrections system does the punishment and correction. Everyone has a certain job, and it's not other jobs. I have a certain job as a medic. It's not to do surgery. It's to do emergency care for injuries and illnesses. It's not surgery. It's not to put people in cuffs. It's not to shoot people in the head. I have a certain job, and I do that job. I don't do something different. So the important thing that I hope our listeners understand is cops are not there to punish. Even if someone did something bad, even if the person raped and killed a billion people, the cops are there to apprehend and bring him to court, not to punish him.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be there for.
Yeah. Would you like something else with that unicorn poop? I mean, you say that they have one job. Yeah, they do. It is to intimidate the citizenry from the state. That is what they do, and they do it very, very well.
Yeah, I did see the footage, and it is—it's pretty awful. I mean, it's four men at least just holding down and beating on a man who is probably smaller than the smallest of the cops. Like, these cops, some of them look like linebackers from the NFL, and this kid's, you know, maybe as skinny as I am.
Roid rage certainly is an issue that is undiscussed when regarding the police force.
Yeah, that's a thing. They do. A lot of them are into the steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah, what police do is they maintain the belief that people will be punished for acting out. That's all they do. And unfortunately, people believe that if you don't have these punishers around, that everyone's just going to, you know, start eating human flesh and putting spikes on their skulls.
Yeah, because we need the police. Without the police, who would beat innocent suspects to death on a regular basis?
Yeah, and this is insane because you are just incentivizing people that instead of running, now they're going to want to fight you instead.
Hmm. It's ugly.
Another major issue I think nobody mentioned yesterday on the show was how they use division. Again, the elites totally use division, and there's a big group of generally white conservatives, libertarian militia types, Second Amendment types, and January 6th Capitol, the Fed direction. And there's BLM and the more radical, aggressive, the black BLM progressives, and they both are actually willing to do some real stuff to hold government accountable, but they turn us against each other, which is divide and conquer, so we fight each other and not them. And again, I'm literally about to publish in about a week. I'm publishing a book all about that. They fear unity, how they divide and conquer us. And I'm actually going to add a little bit here to this book because, like you said, with the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, I, even the pretty informed person, I thought they were black victims till, like, the trial. And I saw a picture of the white shirt, and I'm like, wait, Kyle, by the way the media was talking, I was positive he shot black.
Oh, you're talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. Okay.
Yeah. They do everything for that division. And this one, they were all the cops were black. People have to realize it's about blue versus humans. It's about the blue.
It's us versus them.
It's versus us. Yep.
And look, that's not the mentality that I adopted. That's literally their mentality. That's the mentality of the police. That's what the thin blue line is all about. It literally is the idea of them being separated from the rest of us.
It's their gang colors. That thin blue line on that American flag, that is the police gang color.
But it's more than just the colors. It's literally the line that separates the brotherhood of the police.
That line makes them feel like they are superior to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And without that feeling of superiority, they couldn't possibly carry out as much abuse as they do.
Well, and to go back to what you said earlier, though, Captain, about the steroids, I wouldn't want to just place blame on drugs for this because it's a power problem. I mean, they do have some
of
them
do. Why do you think they do the steroids? It's so that they can bulk up and intimidate people.
But not all of them do it. Some people just get off on the power.
But the ones that do, they do steroids so that they can be larger than other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we agree. It's the power that's the problem.
Right.
If this were an actual free market, the police would be abolished, and folks would be free to subscribe to security services and defend themselves as they saw fit.
Well, sure.
In a reasonable world, the only time that you would need to arrest someone is when they are actively a danger from you not stopping them from doing things.
Yeah.
So if they are a suspected murderer, yeah, you need to stop them until they can have a trial. But that's when they are an actual danger to others if you don't stop them.
Yeah, this type of, quote, security services, unquote, that the police provide, for lack of a better term, is a monopoly that government claims. It's one of many monopolies that government claims over services and products that they don't allow anyone else to compete with. And since they have a monopoly on it, we keep seeing this over and over again. We know what's going to happen in this case. They're going to investigate themselves and find that they did nothing wrong.
I don't know.
I was shocked that they got fired. I have literally never heard of that.
They all got apprehended and then were released on bond within hours.
Look,
I used to charge with homicide, though.
They have been charged with second-degree murder.
Second degree.
Now, I used to have that viewpoint, Captain, but I got to say, since the George Floyd thing, it seems like the police are more likely to arrest their own than I've ever seen in the last 20 years. It seems to be there's been a shift on this. Mm. Now, whether they end up taking a guilty plea to a reduced manslaughter charge or something, I don't know. But I don't think they're going to be off the hook on this one. I mean, this footage is crystal clear, just like with the George Floyd. There's no doubt about what these guys did to it.
Well, and you point out, they got released immediately. Now, in
that
a sane civilization, that would never happen. Look, we have footage. Very easy to see that these people are beating a man to death.
Yeah.
Now, if anyone is ever going to be arrested, put in a cell, that is who you want put in a cell because they are dangerous to human life.
We've been covering stuff like this on Free Talk Live since before I was even on the show for decades. And while this case might be the exception, there are thousands, if not tens of thousands of cases like this that go completely unpunished and the cops get away with it.
Yes.
And there's nothing anybody can do about it. You can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about it. The only thing that can be done is to abolish it completely. Recognize that power is the problem and decentralize it. Give it back to the people. Give it back to the individual so we can all do as we see fit.
That is the solution.
Yeah, that's what amazes me the most about this is not that it happened, but that it's getting attention. It's like, do you guys think this isn't happening all of the time? Why is this getting the attention? I mean,
it's got the video.
I need to look a gift horse in the mouth.
Got the video. I don't know if you guys were on the show the night we played the video, but we talked about the video from San Antonio, Texas, where a 17-year-old's eating a McDonald's hamburger in his car in the McDonald's parking lot, and a psychopath cop comes up and tries to, like, open up his car door and then arrest him or do something to him. The kid runs, and the cop pulls his gun out and blasts him, almost killing him, putting him in the hospital for more than a month. That cop also was fired and charged in that incident, because there's video. That cop had a body cam on. Now, if there was no video, you know that whole story would be different. And if there was no video in this case, these cops would be lying through their teeth about how this kid was attacking them, and he was on PCP, and he was crazy, and they had to do what they had to do. They didn't want to do it, but they had to do it. But the video is quite clear. I mean, this was just a straight-up beatdown.
The Free Thought Project just had an article recently. I think I posted it on one of my social media somewhere. But they literally shot an unarmed, disabled man who had just gotten out of bed because they woke him up. The SWAT team or whatever had woken him up. And so him and his wife were going to see what was going on, and they opened fire. Their hands were up and everything.
Is there video?
There's video of it, yeah.
Has anything happened to those cops?
Not that I'm aware of. They just put it out, I think.
But this is fresh.
Day old or today or something, yeah.
Alu, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that's all for now. Just check out the Liberty Block and check out Presumed Guilty, and then new books coming out soon.
All right, check him out at LibertyBlock.com. Thank you, Alu.
This just goes to show how important it is to shoot police with a camera.
Exactly. And it's always been important, but it's happening more now, I think, than it's ever happened. And since George Floyd happened, people are taking it more seriously than they've ever taken it. There's more of an outpouring of anger and frustration, protest about this. In fact, I have a story tonight about the national level protests that are going. It's not just happening in Memphis. New York City apparently had one, and I don't know where else. But if you want to weigh in, maybe you went to one of these today. You can call us up here. You can tell us what happened at 603-283-6160. Gigi is on the line, though, in South Carolina. You can bring up anything. Gigi, what's on your mind tonight?
Good evening, everybody. A pleasure to speak to all of you, as always. I see by my phone call this past Thursday night, I got the ball rolling on this issue. Glad to be contributing in a positive manner.
Okay.
So here's my thought for this evening, everyone, to all my fellow listeners to this wonderful program, especially to such individuals as the Major in Michigan, because he loves history like I do, and I've noticed that about him, and I say that respectfully. The other day was Holocaust Remembrance Day. My question is, as a former professor of international law and history, has this world truly learned anything from the Nuremberg trials? In my opinion, no. And why do I say that? Because we had the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, Darfur in Sudan. We have had other examples of genocide with the Hutsis and the Tutus in Rwanda.
The Uyghurs of China.
In Bosnia-Herzegovina. I could go on. Mm-hmm. So what good is the United Nations or international law? Please tell me. Please help.
None whatsoever. We don't need
Nations. That's not completely true. What mankind has learned and what the United Nations has been good for is just hiding the atrocities a bit better than they used to.
Oh, sure. I agree with you. I asked my question facetiously.
I know.
Well, and it is very sad that we haven't learned from the Nuremberg trials, even
truly,
to the point where...
You are right, Richie.
This is Pickles down here. So, to this day, when you question the police while they are violating your rights, why they are doing this, they will tell you they are just
following orders.
Yep. So
right,
we did not learn
good
a thing
point.
From this.
I didn't even think of that. I could kiss you.
Well, just remember that I'm not the same person as Richie next time, and we'll be good.
Thanks, Gigi, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join us, it's 603-283-6160. According to CNN, there's some news that the article was just about previously the protests, but they've updated it with new information. Memphis police have now permanently disbanded the so-called Scorpion Unit. That was the unit of which...
Does it say what that stood for? Because that's a really interesting acronym.
They didn't put it in this article, unfortunately.
I saw it. I can't remember what it is. But
something about peace and community.
And it totally means the opposite of what they've been doing.
Yeah, just like, Bearcat, right? Like the ballistic engineered armored counterattack truck. And they're trying to act like it's this, it's only to protect the police. It's not to attack you, even though the word attack is actually in
It's not a tank. It's a nice, fluffy bear cat.
Okay, I found it here, Captain. Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods was what Scorpion stood for.
Well, there we are. Peace in neighborhoods. Yeah. How could that be a bad thing?
Like, they can make a really long acronym, but they can't do anything right.
Oh, like the USA Patriot Act?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, scorpion isn't what you think of as far as animals that are peaceful. You don't really, like, I don't know, maybe dove would have been better. Maybe they could have figured out something for dove.
What was the name of the TSA force that, like, stopped a bunch of people on, like, Greyhound buses and
the
stuff?
Viper Squad.
Viper, okay. Mm-hmm. So scorpions, vipers, yeah, these are really peaceful and caring and nurturing types of creatures, right?
Well,
yeah.
And that's exactly it. They want to sound better.
That's right. They should do.
And what this reminds me of is the story of the frog and the scorpion. Do you know that one?
You're going to have to recount it for me.
Yeah, so the scorpion asks the frog to be carried to the other side of the river, and the frog says, no, if I give you a ride, you will sting me. And he goes, well, I can't sting you, because if I do, then we will both drown. And the frog goes, oh, well, that makes sense. So he carries him on the back, and halfway through, sure enough, the scorpion stings him. He says, why have you done this? We will both die. He says, it is my nature.
Mm. Yep.
And that is exactly what the police have shown in this. This is their nature.
Yeah, they're based, like, police, in, as far as an organization, is just a subsection of government. And we all know that government is based on coercion. They take money from people without their consent, without any way for you to really opt out, and then they keep a bunch of it for themselves, and then they give a bunch of it to their goons. And then these goons are responsible for protecting, not us, but protecting themselves.
And their bosses.
And their bosses. following orders, as they say.
It's a criminal enterprise. It always has been. It's just becoming more obvious. But really the question is, how long are people going to be able to repeat the same old refrain of, well, it's just a few bad apples? I mean, here, this is, okay, several bad apples in this case, because there was at least four or five of these guys on the scene all at once.
It's the fact that there's a barrel that all these apples are in.
Yeah, the rest of the statement is...
We don't need no barrel.
A few bad apples
spoils. Get rid of the barrel, the apples fall to the ground, and nature takes its course.
So they don't tell you the rest of the statement, though. It's a few bad apples spoils the bunch, right? So that's...
Which is exactly right. Because that's the thing. Even if you had just a couple of bad police in one really amazing, wonderful squad, okay, well, now the rest of these are going to cover for those few bad ones. And guess what? Once you start moving your morals that little bit, you're going to be corrupted yourself.
Well, multiple other officers responded. You can see it in the video footage the city of Memphis has released. It was, I don't know how many other officers came to the scene, but there were some, and there were also apparently a couple firemen.
Yep.
And everybody just stood around as this kid was beaten. You know, they weren't there while the beating.
Thugs be thugs.
They weren't there while the beating happened, but they didn't help this kid.
Right.
Right. Like, they could have arrived on the scene. They could have taken him immediately to the hospital, but that didn't happen immediately. So maybe that aggravated his injuries.
I didn't know the firemen were in on it.
I had a link on this from yesterday. I think it was from WREG. Yeah, it was WREG.com.
Mm-hmm.
They have all four videos up there. Yep. So they got the body cam shots. They've got the pool cam and all that kind of stuff. And you can watch them for yourselves if you haven't seen them.
So they've now announced that the Scorpion unit, which was launched in 2021, tasked with tackling rising crime in the city, but has been heavily criticized in the aftermath of the 29-year-old man's killing. Nichols was brutally beaten January 7th after a traffic stop. He required hospitalization and then died 3 days later. The five Memphis officers who were fired, surprisingly, and charged in his death were all members of the unit, according to the police spokesbureaucrat Karen Rudolph. In a statement posted on Twitter Saturday, Memphis police said it was, quote, in the best interest of all to permanently deactivate the unit. They said further that the officers currently assigned to the unit agree unreservedly with this next step, while the heinous actions of a few cast a cloud of dishonor on the title Scorpion. It is imperative that we, the Memphis Police Department, take proactive steps in the healing process for all impacted.
Look, I'll say it again.
Except for Tyree Nichols.
I say it every time we talk about this kind of stuff. If police want to untarnish their reputation, they have the power to do so. They all need to get together, send an email or whatever amongst themselves, their little thin blue line group, whatever they got. Send an email to everybody and say, hey, stop enforcing any laws without a victim. That'd be a huge step forward. And bam, all of a sudden, their reputation would be sterling.
Unfortunately.
But they never do it.
Who was at the hearings this week and every week in New Hampshire whenever there's a proposal to end the war on drugs or lessen the war on drugs? It's the police who show up and they testify in favor of continuing the war because that's what they do. They're warring against us. More coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA News update. In the wake of the Tyre Nichols beating video, Memphis police are disbanding the Scorpion unit. The five officers fired and charged in connection with the death of Nichols were part of that unit. Two people are injured in a shooting in Jerusalem just a day after a gunman killed at least seven people near a synagogue. The pair injured are a father and son, with the suspect being a 13-year-old. Police say the teenager was neutralized and injured by passersby who carried licensed weapons. Utah is banning gender-affirming care for minors. On Saturday, Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill that disallows access to hormonal treatments and surgical procedures for anyone under 18. Former President Trump was making campaign stops in two states on Saturday, the keynote address to Republican leaders in New Hampshire and South Carolina for his first official 2024 event. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. You take control of the airwaves here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to David Itza, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join David. He's gold level, which means he's doing $10 a month. So thank you, David, for that. Definitely appreciate
it. Yeah, dude, thanks.
The support. You can join him at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. So if you appreciate the work that we do, talking about the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom and cryptocurrency and things like that here every single night, 7 nights a week, on broadcast radio on about 180-plus radio stations coast-to-coast, and online, of course, via podcast, live streaming, live video streaming, and playback later on anytime you want at freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the work that we do, as David has done, you can join us over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's all we ask for, and you get some cool perks if you do that, and we certainly appreciate it very much.
Not Percocets, by the way, just P-E-R-K-S.
No, you better not have Percocets, or the Scorpion Squad might kick in your door and murder you.
With some vipers right behind him.
Yeah. So, but they are, they're saying, you know, for whatever it's worth, that they're shutting down the Scorpion team. Yeah,
they're just going to rename it to, you know, the Tiger team, or, you know, they'll come up with some other creature.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to, you know, change the entirety of the police department to be a different operation simply because four or five of them have been charged with, second degree murder in this particular case.
And why is it second degree?
Because it's not premeditated. So first,
we weren't planning on beating him to death.
Right.
Beating him, sure, but to death, that was icing on the cake, really.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's the latest here from CNN.com. They are also, there's some protests that are going on. They'll get into that here in this particular story. But, you know, once again, the police here in their statement that they posted are trying to downplay this. We're going to be involved in the healing process, they say, for all that are impacted.
Ever been healed by a cop? Either of you?
No.
No, listeners, you ever been healed by a cop? I've never been healed by a cop.
Never heard of that before.
Unless you mean healed, like where they push the heel of their boot down on your neck.
Yeah, we've been stepped on with the boot.
Yeah.
Sure, lots of us have.
Nichols family attorneys Ben Crump and Antonio Romanucci praised the department's decision to disband the unit and called for other cities to, quote, take similar action with their saturation police units in the near future to begin to create greater trust in their communities. Quote, we must keep in mind this is just the next step on this journey for justice and accountability, as clearly this misconduct is not restricted to these specialty units. It extends so much further, said the attorneys with a joint statement. Unfortunately, though, most of these people who are rightfully criticizing the police will not come up with the actual solution, which you had mentioned in the last segment, Captain, which of course is to disband the entirety of the monopoly on violence,
yes,
which is the government and its police department, because anything else they do is just going to be a reorganization of the deck chairs on the Titanic. Any kind of change to the department, oh, we're going to fire this chief and we're going to put in this better chief over here. Musical chairs or whatever, right?
Yeah, you want to heal your relationship with the community? Stop harming the harmless. It's really that simple.
I'm sorry, sir. Do you know I pulled you over? Speeding officer? No, actually, I wanted to have a healing ceremony. You looked like you could need it.
Yeah.
That's never happened. Here's some homeopathic remedies for you. Right? Like, no, that's never happened.
I expected it was going to be extortion.
There actually have been some times, Captain, where some departments have pulled people over and, like, given them coupons for free ice cream or something like that.
So dumb.
And it's such a dumb thing to do because it still scares the crap out of somebody, right?
Yeah, you make somebody, you know, wet themselves and, you know, whatever, you know, the lights on and the sirens and the man with the gun and all that. And
your adrenaline's pumping.
Here's a coupon to Arby's or whatever.
They've done that.
You, pal.
Like, you've taken my time. You've stolen several hours off of my life from all of the cortisol that's in my blood.
Yep.
But, hey, 50 cents off of a burger.
Yeah, so they really have done that on occasion. It's their quote-unquote community-building pullovers, basically.
So just reminding you that they're the tyrants.
Yeah. Some city leaders said disbanding the unit is just one step in addressing issues within the police force. Quote, the community has a lot more questions and a lot more demands, according to one of the Memphis city councilors, Patrice Robinson. She said further, we've gotten many emails from citizens in our community, and they're all concerned, and they're expressing exactly what they see and what they want to see in our police department. We really need to investigate and find out what's going on. And then what are they going to do about it?
Hmm? They already know what's going on. Yeah. You give special rights to people in costumes. That's what you do. That's what's wrong. That's the whole thing. That's it. Period. That's what's wrong. You give special rights to people in costumes. That should never happen. Nobody, no matter what they're wearing, no matter what kind of armaments they have on themselves, should have more rights than everybody else. Everybody should have the exact same number of rights at all times.
But what's going to happen here is what always, this is sort of the same game plan. Like, oh, well, we got to investigate. We hear you, community. We know you're frustrated. We are, too. We think the police have gone too far, but we need to figure out what exactly is going on. So we're going to create a task force.
Yeah, the public is crying, and the police are crying. It's just that the police are crying of laughter, and the public is crying of sadness.
Mm. Well, some of the police are crying because they got caught, but beyond that, yes. So they're going
to
create.
We want you to feel heard. We don't want to change anything, but we want you to feel heard.
Yeah, that's exactly what what they're doing here. And so they put forward some sort of plan like, okay, well, we're going to form a task force. We're going to bring in this attorney. We're going to bring in someone from the police department. We'll bring in this token activist. We'll form a task
force. An independent panel will look into the situation.
And they're going to investigate.
Whom we've hired.
They're
going to
investigate this, and they're going to spend the next year investigating this. Because, things take time.
Yeah.
And in that time, they're hoping things are going to simmer down.
Well, they will, because the human attention span at this point is like 5 minutes.
The protests are going to go away, and then, maybe these guys are actually going to get convicted. I'm actually not as critical of this as you, Catherine. I think they could end up being convicted of this, because I think that this is pretty crystal clear.
Right, but we're still talking about the individual case, right? So, this case may be... like one of the very few times when not only are these guys prosecuted, arrested and prosecuted, but they might see some jail time.
They may.
But again, one of the very few cases. Now, yes, I will applaud cracks in the system. And if this is the beginning of something far out, solid, and right on, I think it's the exception
to
the rule.
Yeah, it's not the beginning of anything. So that's what I'm saying. That over the next year or whatever, these guys are going to go to trial.
Yeah.
Let's presume they go ahead and get convicted, maybe in manslaughter, or maybe they take a plea deal.
Which I'd like to point out, if I take, say, a nice iron rod and start beating you with it, and then you die, it's not second degree that I get charged with.
Right.
So whether or not we find these people guilty, we aren't even charging them with what they do. They intentionally ended someone's life.
I don't know. I mean...
you think it was an accident that they kept hitting them?
And then delayed the medical treatment?
Well, accident... okay, so accident would be, I think, manslaughter. The case in... and I'm not a lawyer, right? But the difference between a premeditated murder, which is first degree, and second degree murder is... second degree is not premeditated in that... they can't prove that these guys had the plan to go and kill Nichols that night.
It's the semantics of the legal system versus the reality of the situation.
The classic example of a second-degree murder is husband walks in on his wife, discovers that she's cheating on him, goes into a crazy, violent rage, and murders the wife and the cheating person that's in the room. He didn't come home with the intention of finding his wife cheating and intending to kill her. He had not plotted, he had not planned to kill her, but he did kill her, and that was what he did in that moment. And he intended to kill her in that moment, but it wasn't, quote-unquote, premeditated. So that would be the difference, as I understand it.
I mean, I think being a cop is the premeditation.
Yeah.
You could say that.
You go into this with the expectation, I'm going to hit people.
They're going to form some sort of investigation task force. The officers are going to be seeing some sort of justice. That's going to simmer things down to some extent. And then the task force will put forward some mealy-mouthed, lukewarm, crap-can proposal to modify the city police department.
They'll make all the police watch, an extra HR video on Wednesday at 7 or something,
It'll be nothing. It'll be absolutely nothing. What happened in Minneapolis? There was this big protest. The police department got burned down during that protest. It seemed like it was moving towards something happening there. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing changed with the police department. They didn't replace the police department with some sort of nicer version of itself, with some professionals who knew how to handle situations that weren't crazed, violent lunatics. None of those things happened.
And that's the real problem here. So even if you stop these individuals from continuing to run around ending innocent people's lives, someone else is going to slip right in because you maintain the position. As long as this position exists where, okay, we have a job where you get to beat people sometimes to death, then you're just going to have other psychopaths move into that position and beat innocent people to death.
That's right. Absolutely. It's the same. It's the problem of the throne. Right. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, well, we keep electing these new people to the throne every, 2, 4, 8 years, whatever it is. But we keep having these same problems and they keep getting worse. We can't imagine why these problems aren't being solved. We keep putting new people in there and they keep getting worse. Why is it? Well, the problem is you have a throne in the first place. Mm-hmm.
And this is a big part of why I advocate against violence to both politicians and police. Apart from the comeuppance that you will get and the impracticalities, apart from that, it's not going to work because you are not removing the position. You are simply removing one person from the position, and that won't solve the problem.
You get rid of the throne, you become better humans by proxy.
The police statement comes less than 24 hours, according to CNN, after the release of the graphic videos of police striking the man. Protests began forming Friday night, with people in several cities in the United States taking to the streets and raising signs bearing Nichols' name. Saturday's marches and rallies were expected in Memphis, Boston, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Salt Lake City, Athens, Georgia, and Columbus, Ohio, among other cities. I did see video apparently out of New York City where police were attacking one of the protest leaders apparently in the streets, so they decided to go after the people in New York City in this case. Protesters near Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta repeated Nichols' name and demanded justice. They then proceeded to march through downtown. In Memphis, protesters late Friday shut down Interstate 55 bridge near the downtown area, chanting, "No justice, no peace." According to a CNN team, there were no arrests stemming from that demonstration. Ahead of the release of the videos, Nichols' mother, who he called for, by the way, while he was being beaten to death, called for peace. He was apparently 80 yards from her home, called for peaceful protests.
Yeah, here's maybe a rule of thumb. When the person you're beating starts calling for their mom, consider stopping. Yeah. Just maybe.
No, they're not going to do that.
These people were completely out of control. They were relishing this. They were completely in control of this young man. I mean, if you've watched this footage, they keep demanding that he get on the ground, and he actually says to them at one point, "I'm on the ground."
Right. Yeah.
"Oh, no, you need to be on your stomach." Well, maybe if y'all weren't holding me down on my side, I would be able to get onto my stomach. So, like, he couldn't do the things that they were demanding that he do, and so they beat him
for not doing the
things that they were literally prohibiting him from doing. Yeah. They had four or five guys in this situation. This kid couldn't weigh more than 150 or 160 pounds, yeah, the way it looked, and they could have easily manhandled him onto the ground in the position they wanted to. They could have hogtied him. Yeah. They could have all grabbed one arm and one leg if they wanted to, but they kept struggling with him and then acting like they were in some sort of jeopardy from this guy.
Like, I'd be willing to consider the apologizers and their arguments if this was an isolated incident. But it's not.
Are there people apologizing for the police in this circumstance? I mean, there must be, right?
I haven't seen them yet. Well, you don't know what it's like to be on the job and have to face the daily grind of being a police officer. And
this is the price of living in a civilized society.
Right, yeah. If this was an isolated incident, I might be willing. But I'm totally not willing to listen, because we have covered this over and over and over again here on Free Talk Live. It keeps happening over and over again in the national media. And like you said, they go through some gyrations, they make you feel a little bit better, yeah, about what's going on, and it just keeps happening again,
right,
and again and again.
It's been 3 years since George Floyd, almost.
And it's been more than that. You can go way back decades,
sure,
even as
Eric
long as
Garner.
I've been alive. You know that people have always considered the cops to be a gang of their own. The second set of books applies to them only,
mm-hmm,
and not anybody else, and they are a gang of a proportion that any other gang would love to have their size and numbers and also their legality.
Let's go to Jerome on the line in South Carolina. Jerome, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering, could they put them in front of a firing squad so we don't have to have a trial?
Well, I get what you're saying, Jerome, but it is important.
They'll never get on the witness stand. They'll do just like those cops that murdered on drug court. They'll never get on the witness stand. Hey, they'll do just like this guy in South Carolina that's accused of killing his family. He'll never get on the witness stand. Or like a guy in Idaho.
Well, it's not their obligation as the defendant to take the witness stand. That is their right against self-incrimination.
That's a sure sign they're guilty.
Not necessarily.
Was O.J. innocent?
I don't know. I mean, he was found not guilty in that particular case.
I don't think so.
You know he wasn't innocent.
Well, now,
he didn't get on the witness stand, did he?
This is actually a really important right that we have, that you have a right not to testify against yourself, or for that matter, to testify when you believe that it will lead to the incarceration of the innocent. And that's an important thing, that you don't have to speak to the police. You don't have to speak in court.
Look, Jerome, yeah, I get it, man.
The lawyers come up with a bunch of lies.
Jerome, yeah. I get that this is a outrageous situation, but yeah. You don't want to be calling for the abolition of a public trial. And look, I'm a critic of the court system. There's no doubt. It's an effed up system. Having just gone through it and having seen many of my friends go through it over the years, I mean, there's definitely problems with it, but I'd rather have some sort of public trial than just throwing somebody in front of a death squad because they may have done something that you don't like.
Why don't they deserve justice? They didn't give them any.
I'm not saying I get it, man. I get it. Look, it's on video. We know what these guys did. That's crystal clear. It should be in an open and shut case. This should not be a hard conviction at all for the prosecutors in this particular case.
Jerome, there's two problems there. So if you get rid of trials, number one is you are giving a power to the government you do not want them to have. You do not want them to have the power to arbitrarily pick people to put in front of a firing squad. And number two, if we stop having public trials, like, look, I get it, our court system is messed up, but the reason we have trials is, among other things, to show what is unacceptable behavior to other people.
Hey, let me ask you this. The cops that tried to kill Rodney King, did they get the just punishment that they deserved? Because they moved the trial from one part of L.A. to another part because that would be more friendly to the police.
Well, let me ask you, Jerome, where do you stand on us continuing to have these special positions with special rights? Because that's why the police that beat Rodney King didn't get their justice, is because they were first-class citizens, and he was a second-class citizen.
Well, like I said, with liberty and justice for all, but I don't know if I believe in that anymore. Well, I stopped believing that a long time ago. All I know is, hey, man, living here in the South, I'm careful, real careful where I go, and I don't go anywhere at night, because, you know, you never know, man, especially when... Police, they've always made me nervous. Even when I was a kid and I would play street ball, they would come barreling down the street, you know, like we were like criminals or something. And that made me nervous. So they always have made me, I'm always careful around them. Because I had some cops walk past me a couple of weeks ago. I was sitting outside waiting on the city bus. And I said, oh, there go those feelings again. Mm-hmm. They really worried me, you know. So they always made me nervous.
Yeah, you didn't feel like they were there to protect you or serve you, did you? You felt afraid of them, didn't you?
Damn right. That's the way I've always felt.
Right. Well, and this goes to show that this is not a... This example of Tyree Nichols goes to show that this isn't a race issue. This is a power issue.
Right.
This is a police are psychopaths.
A very important thing to point out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right to get those feelings of I am in fear of my life when these people are around, because they have this ability to get away with things that the rest of us simply can't.
Yeah. By the way, Tom Yamas from NBC, a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about, you know, racism in this country, and the people were, he has some black guests on, and he was just rolling his eyes what they were talking about. He was one of the first people in Memphis doing the show. Tom Yamas, a guy who came from, whose family, you know, left Cuba because someone that looked just like him had all the power in the country and his family just couldn't deal with it anymore. So now he's in Memphis, Tennessee, dealing with the same racism and power that he had, that his family had to leave. You know,
I'm not sure who you're talking about. This is a guy with NBC.
Jerome lives in a different world.
Yeah. Is he like, who is he? Is he a reporter?
Yeah, he's a reporter.
Is he like a local reporter or national?
No, he's like a national reporter for NBC.
Okay. And I'm not really sure the point that you're trying to make here. His family escaped from Cuba, and now, and what's that have to do with?
What he was saying that, oh, the police were black. How is that like, you know, like murder? I said, well, what color? The color of the skin doesn't make the uniform, man. What they stand for in that uniform. That's what it is.
That's absolutely right.
His family escaped oppression in Cuba. So he knows. He acts like he should know better.
He's covering for the police. He's on the police's side.
He's just wondering why, you know, well, they were black. That doesn't absolve them of guilt. Yeah,
I think what he's saying is that the uniform taints you. When you put the police uniform on, it turns you into a monster.
Well, it attracts monsters, for sure. And it may also turn people into monsters as well.
How did those people ever even get on a police force, man? I mean, what's the process like?
Someone's got to be. As long as we have this position, someone is going to fill it. And yes, some of the people that get in there are already psychopaths, mm-hmm. and that's why they get into it. And other people, look, power corrupts.
It sure does.
It always has. It always will. That's why it's so dangerous to put so much power in a few people's hands, because it will always, always turn them into monsters.
Jerome,
I got to ask you a question. How did you enjoy your visit from Donald Trump this week? I heard he was up there. Was he coming to New Hampshire?
I had no awareness of Donald Trump being here and wouldn't care if he was.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right, Jerome.
Sorry I asked.
No, it's all right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. We're on the same page on this one, so I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Major.
I listened to an interview from the head of the Guardian Angels about the New York thing.
Uh-huh.
And remember last night I called in and I was wondering whether the buses full of imported rioters were going to show up and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems only about 100 of them showed up. And one guy got up on top of a cop car with a megaphone and tried to rile the 100 up and ended up busting out the windshield of the cop car, and the cops took him down. That's probably the footage that you saw.
Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing, so I don't know what precipitated the cops chasing down somebody.
He obviously had a female sidekick too, because she tried after the fact to get him riled up again. But mm-hmm. Evidently, Black Lives Matter or the powers that be on the other side put out a big old inner tube thing trying to get people to show up, telling them wear dark clothes, bring a knife, rocks and kerosene. Evidently, they know they're not smart enough to handle gasoline. So there you go. There's my update for the night.
All right, Major. Thanks for the update. Appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Maybe you were out at some of these protests around the country that apparently happened last night and today. How long they will go for? Unknown. Will they make any difference? Probably not.
I'm just glad that people care about police accountability for another 5 minutes. Because
yep,
look, true. If we can keep doing that, then maybe we can just keep caring about police accountability.
I mean, until they're actually held accountable.
Right.
You know, I don't see much changing.
Well, right, but these officers may be held accountable, but the police will not be.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form, unless there's some serious political changes afoot. And not seeing that yet. Would love to. Keep our eyes open. Number for you to join us here at 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.